It's been more than 4 years since anti-government protests sparked the ongoing crisis in Yemen, and the humanitarian situation has gone from bad to worse. A recent report from Oxfam claims that 13 million citizens are struggling to find enough to eat, and a further 10 million are at risk of losing access to water. Aid organisations are continuing to operate in the war zone, but the situation remains dire. Australian surgeon Dr. John Swinnan recently returned from Aden City in Yemen. It was his sixth mission with medical NGO Medicine Sans Frontières.
In terms of the humanitarian situation, I suppose there's two issues really when I was there recently. The first is a flare-up in a long-standing civil war with a lot of fighting and a lot of injuries and civilians getting killed and injured. But also the fact that the coalition, which is led by the Saudis, has blockaded Yemen. And Yemen is highly dependent on imported food. So in addition to all the casualties and problems with injuries, the population is starving, and we saw that in the patients we were admitting.
What are some of the conditions facing medical staff like yourself in the area?
One is we were there midsummer, so it gets hot, like really hot. I mean, Australians don't know what hot is, so sleeping at night was a real challenge because of the heat and the humidity. In terms of the danger, the problem, it's chaos. I mean, although I'm talking about southern resistance and the Houthis, both armed groups are made of coalitions. There's a lot of militias involved. The communications are bad. No one really quite knows what the other guy's doing or how things are working. Lines of communication break down. Stray shells and bullets go all over the place. So it was a dangerous mission by virtue of the fact that it's such a chaotic situation. But the locals wouldn't want to harm us, any of them.
Would you say MSF and other aid organisations as well, do you have a significant presence in Yemen, or is there a lot more to be done?
Well, I can only really talk about Aden City where I was. The only two NGOs still working in Yemen when I was there during the full-on conflict was the Red Cross. They had a 20-bed hospital, and MSF, we had a 100-bed hospital. Our hospital was behind the southern resistance line, so we weren't actually in Houthi territory. But to remain politically neutral, which is very important to MSF, we also set up a clinic in Houthi held territory in Crater. But the main hospital where we were working was only 400 metres from the front line. And that had a dramatic impact on the work. They could get injured soldiers and patients from the front line to our hospital in 10 or 15 minutes. So we were seeing some very, very severely injured people that you normally don't see in a trauma mission, which normally people wouldn't survive in a war zone because it takes too long to get to hospital. But because we were so conveniently located to the front line, we were seeing some very major injuries.
Dr. John Swinnan, Australian surgeon with medical NGO Medicine Sans Frontières. Simon Ingram is the regional spokesman for UNICEF in the Middle East and Africa. He is stationed in Yemen and is experiencing the struggle firsthand.
Current situation in Yemen is frankly pretty desperate. The impact of this conflict is being felt far and wide, and local communities right across the country are feeling the effects in a number of quite dramatic ways. We're obviously seeing an ever-mounting number of casualties, including children. What we can confirm in terms of the official count of the number of children killed, something like 400 so far and another 600 injured, that's likely to be quite a severe underestimate. But that, in a way, is only the tip of a pretty ugly iceberg, quite honestly, because what we're seeing much more broadly is the effect on health services, on schools. We're seeing rising levels of malnutrition. We're seeing more and more people finding it hard to access clean water. We're on the verge of something very desperate in Yemen, and this conflict needs to end now.
What are your main areas of focus at the moment with regards to the needs of the people?
Our focus in particular is on getting clean water available. We're doing extensive water trucking operations to get clean water into communities where normal supplies have been disrupted. But we're also operating, for example, a number of mobile clinics around the different country, which are taking health services out to people wherever they are. Another particular threat that UNICEF is focusing on is the rising level of malnutrition. We are estimating that by the end of this year, something like 1.8 million children will be malnourished. And that's because food is not getting into the country. Because of the blockade that's enforced, much of the normal supplies, and Yemen is heavily dependent on imported food, is not getting into the country. And prices are rising as well. We are working to get high nutritional value foods and paste to these children, so to help them through this incredibly difficult time and this threat to their lives.
What do you think the chances are of a diplomatic truce occurring in the near future, based on your experiences on the ground?
I think based on our experiences of the last attempts at humanitarian pauses, we cannot be very optimistic. These declarations have resulted in only very modest short-term, by which I mean for a couple of days or no more than that. The impact of these pauses in the fighting has been minimal, to say the least. So we would not be very optimistic at this point in time. However, as I say, we would appeal fervently for those parties to the conflict, all parties to the conflict, to respect the rights and the position of civilians and of civilian infrastructure, because this is their obligation under international humanitarian law.